Good afternoon, Columbus, Ohio, Branch 304. This is Ken Hodge, your branch president, with a quick message or update to my branch specifically. Over the last 2 days, I've been engaged in conversation by your chief steward, Kathleen, with the craziest of allegations. And I just want to set something straight, or just keep my branch informed of some of the inner workings of our local. Two items in particular. She wants to criticize me and refer to me as a snitch because I informed the local president that our certification is not in line with our contract. We have too many regular stewards on tour two. This is not the first time I brought this up. In fact, when I took office originally, I corrected that and made two regular stewards alternate. No, it wasn't a popular decision, but it was a decision that needed to be made so that we would be in compliance and still allow those folks who were stewards to continue to be stewards. Well, your local president, Bip McLemore, took exception to that and apparently demonstrated he does not want Columbus to be in compliance. And what did he do? He took the two stewards that I made alternates so we can be in compliance. And in compliance on tour two means if it's less than 100 mail handlers there should only be two regular stewards. That's contractual. So the two stewards that I made alternates so we would be in compliance, Bip made them regular again, so we're out of compliance. And I guess he's going to play the attrition game because one regular steward just left. But I'm saying there's no need to play that game. We are dealing with postal management who uses every advantage to disrespect us as mail handlers and definitely not comply with what our contract says they're supposed to comply with. Now, the step two designee for Columbus is your old branch president, Mark Bear. Do you really think Mark doesn't know that? But we play this game instead of bargaining from a position of strength. We want to play games and shell games. Well, Ken Hodge doesn't play those games. If it's right, let's make it right. And if it's not right, then we don't have to mess with it. So in response to your allegations of calling me a snitch because I post to mail handlers worldwide that we are out of compliance. We are knowingly out of compliance directly as a direct result of local president Bip McLemore. How dare you call me a snitch? That's good union leadership. Now, I've said before, and I'll say it every chance I get, Columbus, Ohio, the union is not very strong there. I'm sorry, I said it, and I'll back that up. We could have been strong. The members got it together, and they voted in a strong leader who was going to strengthen that union. And I'm going to tell you something. Bip only allowed me to do my job about 8 months, and in that 8 months, I guarantee you, we've made strides that you haven't seen in that place in years. But now, what has Bip done? He's coming in back into Columbus and still putting divisions inside the union as it already is divided. Your next allegation, or your next bit of nonsense, for lack of a better phrase, Kathleen, would be you call me a snitch again because you made it clear to me that you don't want to talk to me. You don't even want to be around me. Then you approach me in a threatening manner with a pen in your hand, like you're about to stick me with that pen. But I'm a snitch because I acted professionally and rather engaged in a physical response, and I can assure you that will never happen. I did the only other thing that was logical. You are not going to walk around here threatening me, and I know I'm not going to respond physically and not report you to management. That does not pass the common sense test. And for you to think that I'm out of line or out of order for reporting you, then I don't understand your thought process at all. But just to show you what a good management person you really are, this is why management protects you. You know as well as I know that something should have happened to you. You can't walk around attempting to promote violence to someone and have no recourse. That's just not right, and I'm sure you know that. But I say to you again, because when management is absent, you step up as a union chief steward 204B, and you run the flat unit. So for your loyalty to management, that's why they protected you. But if you have a heart or a conscience, you know that was a silly move that you did. And you also know that you should have been reprimanded for it. Now, don't put that on me as far as calling me a snitch. You don't want to talk to me. We don't converse. But you don't see me coming at you in threatening manners, because I'm a lot more professional than that. So to you, I say, give it a rest. Maybe instead of emailing or sending me posts, why don't you pick your contract up and read it and become better versed at how to serve our members. And to the branch in Columbus, Ohio, I'm going to close this short podcast this morning with, wake up. If you can't open your eyes and see how the local president is destroying our branch, then I don't know what you're looking at. You elected a leader, and that leader was me, and I can restore, and I still can restore confidence and strength in our local branch. But right now, your local president, Bip McLemore, is playing such mind games with our branch as a whole, that even though he has removed me because he knows I'm going to remove him through the election process, he still has infighting going on in your branch right now that don't even involve Kenny Hodge. So members, I'm going to say to you, you can sit back and allow your local president to continue tearing our branch apart, or we can unite on the term of solidarity and maybe voice our displeasurement to the national level and help get me back in office. Because I'm sure you know as well as I know, I am the man for this job. Put aside whatever your personal issues may or may not be with Kenny Hodge, I'm sure you know I'm the leader that needs to be leading our union at this particular time. So I ask you, first of all, Kathleen, just give your post a rest, because you make no sense. You validate the fact that your union is not proficient. You validate the fact that you can be violent, and you try to use that against me by calling me a snitch. Again, Columbus branch, we got to pull together. Now, I had to respond to you, Kathleen, but my real message is to the branch. Again, we are falling into many pieces, and we need to be one united union. We need to be one united Columbus branch 304, with your branch president being the elected Kenneth Hodge. Everyone, let's have a great day. And I hope this was some information that's going to be helpful to help to have us open our eyes and understand that right now with your current union staff, I say to the members, pick up your contract and educate yourself. This is Kenny Hodge. Have a great day.